This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities say that Ukrainian police officers and TV and radio broadcasts have returned to the southern city of Kherson following the withdrawal of Russian troops there. The chief of the National Police of Ukraine said 200 officers were at work in the city, setting up checkpoints and documenting evidence of possible war crimes. He says police teams also were working to identify and neutralize unexploded ordnance, and one sapper was injured. Well, Ukraine's communications watchdog said national TV and radio broadcasts resumed, yet an advisor to Kherson's mayor described the situation in the city after more than 8 months of Russian occupation as a humanitarian catastrophe. He said residents desperately needed water, medicine, and food. U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States will work with a strategically vital coalition of Southeast Asian nations to build a region that is free, stable, prosperous, and secure. In remarks at the opening of the Association of Southwest Asian Nations, known as ASEAN, President Biden says that the U.S. has dedicated hundreds of millions of dollars to strengthen U.S. ties with Southeast Asia.
We're continuing to build on that progress, following through on our commitments and launching concrete new initiatives that further strengthen ASEAN and increase connectivity across Southeast Asia.
Biden's efforts at the ASEAN meeting in Cambodia have been meant to lay the groundwork for his highly anticipated meeting next week with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. The COP27 talks in Egypt are at a halfway point. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
As the UN climate talks in Egypt reach the halfway point, negotiators are still working on draft agreements before ministers arrive next week to push for a substantial deal at the end. The two-week meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh started with strong appeals from world leaders for greater efforts in curbing greenhouse gas emissions and providing more financial help for poor nations to cope with global warming. Scientists say the amount of greenhouse gases being pumped into the atmosphere needs to be cut in half by 2030 to meet the goals of the Paris Climate Accord. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Democrats kept control of the U.S. Senate, repelling Republican efforts to retake the chamber and making it harder for them to thwart U.S. President Joe Biden's agenda. The fate of the House will still be uncertain for now as the GOP struggles to pull together a slim majority there. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's victory in Nevada gave Democrats the 50 seats they needed to keep the Senate. Her win reflects the surprising strengths of Democrats across the U.S. this election year. The head of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has resigned from his job leading the nation's largest law enforcement agency as agents encounter record numbers of migrants entering the U.S. from Mexico. Chris Magnus submitted his resignation to President Joe Biden Saturday, saying that it had been a privilege and honor to be part of the administration. Two people who were briefed on the matter told the Associated Press on Friday that Magnus was told to resign or be fired less than a year after he was confirmed. His removal was part of a larger shakeup expected at Homeland Security as it struggles to manage migrants coming from a wider range of countries, including Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. Collapsed cryptocurrency trading firm FTX is confirming there was an unauthorized access to its accounts just hours after the company filed for bankruptcy protection. The embattled company's new CEO, John Ray III, said that FTX is switching off the ability to trade or withdraw funds and taking steps to secure customers' assets. And the analytics firm Elliptic estimates $477 million was missing from the exchange. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.